This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the Senate, it happened over the weekend. A bipartisan Senate group made a deal on gun legislation. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, hopefully you are nice and cool. And if you're not, hydrate, because a lot of people are finding that temperatures are soaring, especially if you're in the Midwest. This week is going to be a tougher week for maybe even triple digits in Chicago. They're talking about hitting 100 in St. Louis, somewhere in that neighborhood too as well. And a lot of people are already feeling the heat. There's conversations about Texas because it's getting up to 105 in some places, and the paranoia is thick. And maybe they are right to be paranoid if you're listening to us in the great state of Texas. Because we know what happened to the grid when winter slammed a grid that was not prepared, an electric grid. So this time around, 105, and people really pushing the thermometer to that, or pushing it down to that cooler range, is putting a pull on the grid. Although the state is saying everything's okay. Fingers crossed. So no finger crossing here. This group of senators said on Sunday that they have an agreement in principle on gun legislation, the upper chamber anyway, through the law. You know, the lawmakers did not provide any specifics. So the pinpointing of the specifics and the details aren't there, because that's always different when you rectify that. But 10 of the signers were Republicans, so that's the number you need to break a Republican filibuster on the package. We know it's always about numbers in any of these votes. And what now does it mean because of this mass killings at an elementary school in Uvalde, Texas, which sent people just spiraling as to what do we do? How do we stop this? What can we do? How do we attack this problem? So it is a first step. And in the proposal, part of what is in this proposal is the red flag laws, support for state crisis intervention, investment in children and family mental health services, protection for victims of domestic violence, funding for school-based mental health and supportive services, funding for school safety resources. I think that is a big one in a lot of places, especially small schools with smaller budgets. Also, clarification of definition of what a federally licensed firearms dealer has, etc. Telehealth investments, penalties for straw purchasing, and there are other lists in here. For buyers under 21, a requirement of an investigation period to review juvenile and mental health records, including checks with state databases and local law enforcement, because that's something that wasn't there, especially the databases and checking those. But then they would have to be up to date. So there is that other part of it. Remember, the House voted last week to raise from 18 to 21 the minimum age to buy semi-automatic rifles. The House approved on party line voting the age change as part of a package of gun reform measures that would clamp down on gun trafficking, ban bump stocks, and require safe storage of firearms. So the text is going to be really important, what the text says with what the senators have released, right? The comments have been positive across the board. The NRA, people were asking the NRA for comments, and they didn't take a position on what they call frameworks, because they said they'll make their position known when the full text of the bill is available, which is more than the broad strokes. They need the finer points. So we can talk about this, but it has to be put in the framework. The NRA has said it's going to continue to oppose any effort to insert gun control policies, initiatives that override constitutional due process protections, and efforts to deprive law-abiding citizens of their fundamental right to protect themselves and their loved ones into this or any other legislation. So we'll see when it gets done what ultimately the framework looks like and then what the vote is. I mean, you've got John Cornyn and Tillis and so many other Republicans that were part of putting this together. So obviously they've spoken before on how they feel about the Second Amendment, etc. I think a lot of what I just said is what will go into this, meaning the resources for the schools, the mental health checks, probably the background checks being enhanced, looking at the databases. But then, as I said, are those databases going to be up to date? Because all that information would have to be in there if you check several different databases. That's why they specifically spelled out a couple of them. Anyway, it could be a step in the right direction. I think there is common ground here. I've said this before. I'm not for taking guns away from people at all. I'm for the Second Amendment because that would be a slippery slope to take guns away from law-abiding citizens. And there are things that can be done, should be done, etc., that absolutely can be agreed upon, which is part of what was laid out in this Senate deal, if it all works and comes together, the framework, in the right way. So more comments when we know that it is exactly, this is what it says, and this is what's going to be voted on, and this is where it's going to go. Because there's still, and there should be, many heavy hearts, hard feelings, I'm certain, and it's feelings is not even the right way to describe it, over the catastrophic events of Uvalde, but not just Uvalde, Buffalo, and so many others, but that one really grabbed us. And of course it grabbed us, because you see those 10-year-old faces, and then you hear the story of the teachers, and it's terrible. And then the more details, which I thought was powerful in the testimony from, like, the pediatrician. If we were to rewind last week, horrible to see what those first responders and the pediatrician in Uvalde talked about, can even identify the bodies of these 10-year-olds. And then the young girl who talked about smearing herself in the blood of her classmate. I mean, this is terrible. Is this America? Is this what you want? No. Think about when you were 10, what were you worried about? Not that. I wasn't looking over my shoulder. We weren't thinking about that. There were things to be concerned about, but they were nothing compared to what now it's like to be in any school, private school or public school. But a lot of the private schools, one of their priorities is often how is somebody getting in, what are the entrance points, and they have guards. You know, they have armed security to head off any kind of a problem that could arise if somebody were to show up at the school, etc. All right, coming up, it is, well, the pain at the pump, what's going on with inflation, a re-rack of some of what happened last week and what's up this week that's going to be on all of our minds.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You, too, can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.
Rewind. What? I love that sound. Okay, if we were to go back last week, we might be happier because at the beginning of the week, gas was 16 cents cheaper. The average now spiked 16 cents at the tail end of the week, so you're paying $5.01 plus for a gallon of gas. That's according to AAA. And if we were to rewind big time to this time last year, it was $3.07. We just keep watching it accelerate, right? How high it goes and goes and goes and goes. And if you're driving electric, well, you're not watching that. But for most of us, because the vast majority still are not, we're watching that. And there is definite reaction to what you're putting in your gas tank and how much it's costing you. I said this in a previous hour, and I've said this the last probably couple of weeks for sure. Any place I go, no matter where, someone pulls up, they're filling up. I think people are super friendly to me anyway, but they start having a conversation with me, and what are they complaining about? What they are filling up. What is costing them to fill up, right? Mm-hmm. But what are you going to do? You need to get from point A to point B, and maybe some people are altering what they're doing, but there still is that need for transportation in most places, and therefore, especially if you're commuting to work. If you're working from home, it may be a little bit of a different scenario. Then you're running around doing errands or doing something else. But also, let's face it, it's summertime. It's taking a little vacation. Some people just jumping in the car and going to a campground, going someplace where they spend time a couple of states over. Well, you know, you're going to fill up. is if you're driving somewhere, and that's what happens traditionally in the summer, especially with kids out of school. All right, the other thing is if we look at what happened this past week, there was the conversation of what was happening on the Hill in the House with gun control legislation, and whether or not there was going to be an assault weapons ban, would there be enough teeth in something as far as protecting schools and getting through some kind of a bipartisan gun deal. And so the House, it was much easier for some of what was laid out because of the numbers, right? But this time around, Republican senators, names you know, and 10 of them, and Democrats just laid out a bipartisan gun deal that we talked about at the top. It's just the broad strokes. It's not the framework. But many feel it's a real solution and a step forward in trying to prevent another Uvalde-type tragedy, right? And the deal centers around extra scrutiny for gun buyers under the age of 21 and grants states to enact so-called red flag laws. This was, if we were to rewind from last week, which we're doing, the House easily passed theirs and what their framework was, and now the Senate has the broad strokes for theirs, and once they pull that all together, what will it look like? And that's moving forward what the discussion will be coming up this week. So you had the House last week, you had the Senate just on Sunday make their big announcement, and now you've got this upcoming week and another week after that, I'm sure, to go through the legislative body to go through and pull that all together and see ultimately what that looks like on the other side. The other thing that was big from this week was the fact that you had 20 million people who tuned in to the January 6th committee hearings. This is new. They've got more plans to televise this hearings of the January 6th committee. And so on Monday, moving forward, you had last week 20 million people watching. Now this week, will more people watch or not watch? We don't know, but there's going to be another hearing with more specifics of what came out of the committee. However, what's a little bit different is it's not going to be in prime time. The last one was in prime time this past week. There are going to be more prime time ones, supposedly. But this hearing starts at 10 a.m. Eastern, and ABC, NBC, CBS are going to preempt their programming. Cable is going to have it. PBS is going to have it. CNN, the other X factor is Fox News is going to cover the hearings on its main channel when they resume on Monday. And they're going to show live testimony from one of its former employees, Fox will, Chris Steigerwalt, who was Fox's political director during the 2020 election. He went on Fox's air on election night to defend the Decision Desk's Arizona call. He was fired in the aftermath, and he's given numerous interviews, and he's now part of News Nation, that channel. But anyway, so we'll see what his narrative is of what happened, because he's going to be one of the people that is testifying. So Liz Cheney foreshadowed Monday's hearing, saying you're going to see that Donald Trump, this is what Republican Congresswoman Liz Cheney said, you'll see that Donald Trump and his advisors knew that he had in fact lost the election, but despite this, the former president engaged in a massive effort to spread false and fraudulent information to convince huge portions of the U.S. population that fraud had stolen the election from him and it wasn't true. So she's released that statement saying that's what you're going to hear. Also, there's going to be, this was announced on Sunday, Donald Trump's former campaign, the 2020 campaign manager, is also going to be part of the testimony. So what is he going to say? Monday might be interesting. I don't know. And I say I don't know because I don't know what's going to come out of that. It's going to be live in the morning, so it's not one of the other primetime ones. But last week, 20 million people did watch, and Fox, of course, on its business channel carried it. But one of the big stories was that they didn't carry it live. And, of course, looking at this, a lot of the focus was on the Capitol Police and what happened when things got out of control and some more specifics of whatever the committee came up with and moving forward to this next one, how they piece it together. I think I would be curious as to see. There were so many documents that came out of these out of this committee. And remember, any committee on the Hill, any committee, any resources, any of that is taxpayer dollars, because that's where the hours are going, that's where some of the major focus is going, and that's where the capital, so that's where the capital's going. Whatever's happening in the country, whatever people are up in arms about, whatever needs to be done, there are resources that are pushed in whatever direction. And so there were a lot of resources that were pushed in this direction. I'm curious to see what the outcome of it is. I mean, you know, laying out all the steps, and here's more of the testimony, here's maybe what you didn't know, and ultimately, well, what's the solution? To me, what is the solution to not having a breach of the Capitol, and so that we don't look like a third world country when we had to put up massive fencing, which, of course, we have had to do around the Supreme Court since the leak of Roe v. Wade, ahead of an actual written opinion, you know, and a decision. But having that leak, and then Kavanaugh's life being threatened, was incredibly dangerous to all those Supreme Court justices. But also, then what does it look like at the Supreme Court? This is what pains me, is I think of our three levels of government, and then I think of how it's been torn in different directions in the last 5 to 6 years, and where are we headed? So what is the outcome of what the solutions of protecting the Capitol after January 6th? What is the solution? That's what I want to know. Stay with us.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
More than 70 million Americans are under heat warnings and advisory for the next few days, as heat during the day can be potentially deadly, according to the National Weather Service. Advisories cover nearly the entire state of Texas and Oklahoma and extend as far east as Tennessee. St. Louis, Missouri resident Melissa Davenport on Fox 2 News tells them how she beats the heat by getting up early in the morning.
This plays an important role. 6 a.m. or less could be 5:45, 5:30. I'm even looking to go down a little bit earlier than 6. So whatever it takes just to jump, get ahead of the heat.
Idaho police arrested 31 members of the hate group Patriot Front on Saturday. A whistleblower saw them loading into a U-Haul truck and called authorities. The men were arrested for misdemeanors after being pulled over near an LGBTQ pride event in Coeur d'Alene. USA Radio News. In the last couple of weeks, military aircraft accidents have been mounting. They include the June 9th crash of an Osprey that killed all five on board, the June 3rd crash of an FA-18E in which the pilot died, the June 6th crash of an Army AH-64 Apache helicopter which injured both crew members, the June 9th crash of a Seahawk, which injured one person, and the June 2nd incident in which an Air National Guard F-16 skidded off the runway. A commission has been set up to make recommendations, and the Pentagon's Office of Personnel and Readiness has accepted the commission's recommendations and have been working on responses. The Senate will vote on a bill this week to extend veterans' health care and benefits for those exposed to toxic chemicals. The Wounded Warrior Project says it's a huge deal, particularly for those the post-9/11 wounded, ill, and injured. End quote. It's called the Sergeant First Class Health Robinson Honoring Our Pact Act, and is heading back to the House for final approval. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I'm going to the man cave.
Going to the man cave. Going to the man cave. I'm going to the man cave. Yeah, going to the man cave.
All right, so we're all in the man cave, and there's a lot to talk about, including the Stanley Cup being set, the finals, that is, Tampa Bay Lightning and the Colorado Avalanche. And I'm actually excited. I'm going to go to one of the Bolts games against Colorado when they come back to Tampa, because they start in Colorado. So I'm excited about that, because I've been jumping on this team since I got here, and even before that, having seen them and met some of the people in the front office and whatnot, it's been very, very, very cool to be able to do that. By the way, a couple of people have asked me about this, so if you go on Amazon, I do have a book called Invade the Man Cave, Sports Secrets Guys Don't Want You to Know. But the dirty secret is most guys don't care if you know. They care if you like sports and they like sports. Well, then that's a good thing, right? I guess. It's worked for me. I'm just saying. So the Tampa Bay Lightning are going for the third season in a row. They had a 2-1 win over the Rangers, Game 6 of the Eastern Conference Final. That happened on Saturday. The hero of that, Steve Stamkos, was amazing. He had a pair of goals, the game winner late in the third. It was strange. It banked off of his leg, really, and it was just an amazing shot in the end, because the rebound and how it had become at first a great save by Shesterkin, who was the goaltender for the Rangers, who's incredible. I felt so bad for him, but it banked off his body and then went in. So that's it. Shesterkin did everything he could. The netminder for the Rangers, he's faced so many shots to force a game 7 in New York, but the offense wasn't there for this series, and the the Lightning are rolling on to their 11th straight postseason win, and now it's going to be tough because they meet, I think, one of the best teams, period, from the entire season. So congratulations to the Lightning, congratulations to Colorado, and I'll tell you what it's like to be in the crowd for one of these games. I mean, it'll be, I'm sure, a sellout, 19,000 plus, something like that. So I'm pretty excited about it. I grew up around the hockey world. In my book, I talk about this a little bit. My uncle was a professional hockey player for the Philadelphia Flyers. So my brother skated. I'm a terrible skater, but I grew up around hockey, and I really, really like to watch it. Of course, we know that my favorite is the NFL and college football. All right, speaking of the NFL, there's always a lot of off-season news, and I mean, it would take hours and hours, and it would be like a show that I did on NBC or CBS to go through everything that's constantly happening in the NFL and in these particular teams, because it is not just the season's over and you're in the postseason and that's it. It's 24/7 now. I mean, that's the bottom line. You look at what happens with the contracts and, you know, why somebody leaves a team and how a team is going to come up with enough money to keep somebody that they want to stay on their roster. And there's so many things that happen in the off season. And then what happens when you get to training camp and who gets cut and, you know, all that, all that stuff. So what was interesting, since I'm in Tampa Bay, is this report on the rift with Bruce Arians, who was the coach of the Tampa Bay Bucks. And of course, Tom Brady won a Super Bowl under Coach Arians. And there was a wicked rumor going around that Tom Brady didn't want him to be the coach anymore, so suddenly he was gone. But Buccaneers quarterback Tom Brady was pretty adamant when he was asked about it that he didn't have any sort of problem with the former head coach, who announced his retirement after Brady announced he was retiring. He didn't, however, deny reports that he had spoken with the Dolphins about joining their organization in some capacity. He indicated he would not pressure tight end and close friend Rob Gronkowski to return. He said zero whatsoever. He said he and I have a great relationship, and part of the reason I chose here was because of Bruce. He said, you know, we've got incredible communication. So as for the Dolphins, they were interested in getting Brady into a front office capacity or as a quarterback, but he's under contract with the Bucks for one more season. And he said, yep, I've had a lot of conversations with a lot of people. I've had them for the last 3 or 4 years of my career about different opportunities. So when I'm done playing football, I kind of made a decision of what I like to do, and I like to get to be in the game of football. Ooh, that's a big hint, isn't it? He's not going to tell anyone what that is. Just that obviously he's talking to people. So how about that? Because remember, he was going to retire. He announced on February 1st that he unretired. He announced on March 13th he was unretired. He said family played an integral role in both of the priorities that they shifted. And he said it's easy when you're 25 to know what you want to do next year. It's challenging when you're 43 or 44 because there's other things that are pressing. And he came back and decided that he was gonna do it. So remember, the Bucks lost to the Rams 30-27 in the NFC divisional playoff game on January 23rd. That was a great game. And because of that loss, I think a lot of us thought he wasn't going to retire anyway. It had to be emotional. Then he retires, and then he unretires, and probably there was time to think about that, right? I mean, look, he's done a ton of things in between when he retired and when he came back in that short amount of time. He's Tom Brady. I mean, that's the bottom line. He's going to do what he wants to do, and people are going to cut him the slack to do what he wants to do. While we were away, this was interesting. I was watching, I've been watching this too. Me and the Hubs have been watching this. And game four, Steph Curry, 43 points in Boston, in your face to the Celts. So now that series is tied at two. And he was just, I mean, in the first quarter, he knocked down back-to-back three-pointers. He was just on fire at moment. I mean, finishing with 43 points on 14 of 26 shooting, including 7 trays, 7 three-pointers, 10 boards, 4 assists. Just an incredible, incredible performance. And
they needed that from him, and they needed that from him on the road. This has been a really, really good series to watch. To me, it is about the postseason. I think that's when it gets really good, when the best of the best light it up, and then even the hidden secrets on a team come together, and that's when coaching is so important. So anyway, now tied at 2, the Warriors will host the Celts on Monday, and that tips off at 8 o'clock Eastern. 8 o'clock Eastern for that game. So how about that? That series, like I said, the series is good. Watching Tatum and watching Curry and watching what's happening in between, and, you know, trying to read the tea leaves on this. I still think the Warriors win it, but boy, Boston is good. It's not going to be easy. I think it's a nail biter. I think it comes down to 7 games. I do. I think it comes down to 7 games. And hey, a shout out to Steve Sachs' son. I covered him when I was covering the Dodgers a little bit. Former Dodger player Steve Sachs let everybody know that his 33-year-old son, who wanted to always be a pilot, was among those 5 U.S. Marines killed during that training flight crash that happened last week in California. He was Captain John Sachs, and he was among that air crew of the Osprey aircraft that went down when they were training in a remote area about 115 miles east of San Diego. And he said he was just completely devastated. He published an announcement. He said, for those of you who knew Johnny, you saw his huge smile and bright light, his love for his family, the Marines, the joy of flying airplanes, defending the country. And I love what he said. He said, he was my hero and the best man I know. There was no better person to defend our country. And he said it. His son had always wanted to be a pilot since he was young and would talk about the types of planes that were flying overhead when he was playing in the outfield in Little League. He always had his eyes, always had his eyes on the air and on the plane, so he died doing what he loved. The cause of that crash, by the way, still under investigation. All right, let's turn to the golf world. We've mostly been talking about the controversial Saudi-backed tour, but this was an interesting finish at the Canadian Open. Rory McIlroy, the Irishman. Did I do a good accent there? No, that was lame. He won the RBC Canadian Open. He closed with an 8-under-62. He won a wild race to the finish because Justin Thomas, who's been pretty hot, was on his back, and Tony Finau, too. And, boy, they were pushing. I mean, even Finau had a 40-foot birdie putt on the 18th for a 64 finish for second alone. Thomas was third at 14 under. So this was an interesting, if you like golf, this was an interesting finish to this tournament. And it was really, really, really fun to watch the tail end of that. And also, got to give a shout out to the Americans who won the Curtis Cup for the 3rd consecutive time. Woohoo! Yep. The Americans had an 3.5 lead going into the 10 Sunday singles, needed only 2 matches to secure the cup. And we're talking about the women, of course. They won 7 of them for 15.5 to 4.5 victory. I mean, they wiped the floor. This was an Ardmore, PA, at a really great course, the Marion. And there was a lot of people there to watch that. So the Americans increased the series lead to 31-8-3 since the matches for amateurs against the Great Britain and Ireland team started in 1932. That's how long they've been doing this. People forget that. We always look at some of what's happening with the men, and sometimes some of the cool things that happen with the ladies gets overlooked, but it's a really fun thing to watch the Curtis Cup and see who's emerging. So, you know, great for the women. They just were incredible on a really, really good course in Ardmore, Pennsylvania. All right, we're closing the door to the man cave. Hang with us. It's the Rich Man's World.
the Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pouty Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
To the UK for a conversation with Sadie Chapman. Her book is My Personal Fables. Sadie, thanks for coming on.
Hi, yeah. Welcome to the UK, Kate. Thank you for having me.
And the whole audience, because we do have people listening in the UK and all over the globe, but definitely here in the United States. I thought when we talked off the air, the reason you wrote this book was so fascinating, and it's worth telling that story. What led you down the path of writing this book?
Lots of different paths, basically, because I love horses since I was a child, as I mentioned earlier, and a beautiful friesian I have for my 40th birthday. And I've also believed in magic all my life, and still do, because I'm a spiritual person as well, as I've got older and getting more stronger. And I just felt like it's something that needs to be told, referring to what if the unicorns actually created the horses of today, because they have speed, they can fly by jumping, they have such fantastic auras around meditation and therapy, referring to people's needs. They make you feel good, they make you feel unique, but they also love you for who you are. What type of human being has that nowadays? It seems to be only our horses and animals nowadays originally have that. Unless we really think hard on positivity continuously, that's the only time we have that kindness, that understanding, that leadership, that pure beauty and magic and love for everyone's needs.
Boy, isn't that true? So beautifully said. So let's dive into my personal fables. Tell us more specifics about the book.
Well, basically, it was originally called The Legend of the Horse, which was for teenagers, but I've updated it because it's going audio now and it'll be out shortly. So it's all for all ages. Anyone can read it. I've written it as it can then be a continuation of any of the series in the future, or it can be read on its own. It's based on how horses could have been created in a magical way. But it's also based on Greek mythology, spiritualism, love, understanding, kindness, inspiration, and creativity, referring to anyone can achieve what I've done themselves in the future if they believe in themselves. And basically, the book is to show the beauty, the happiness, the joy that's still out there in the world, and how it was all created possibly in the first place, as Hades obviously is the underground god of Zeus, but at the same time, he was a good man at one point. It was only through jealousy that he became the person of the underworld, but in the end, that was how good and bad comes in everything nowadays, I suppose. So basically, from that point of view, I also want to put in that the light and dark have to be united as one, like the sun and the moon. So we also have to have a balance in life.
Ooh, we do have to have a balance in life, and a lot of people have lost that balance. In writing the book, did you have to do some research into going into different directions, or no, you used your imagination and your storytelling ability?
No research whatsoever. Just basically felt like it was time to write, and that's what I did.
So you write the book, and you put it out there in the world, and what was the reaction with your mates, with the people around you?
Everyone loves it worldwide. Everyone loves it all over the place. That people are considering making it into a feature film in the future. I've got people all over the world that love it so much. I've even got pamphlets going out in the LA book fair in the next couple of days in California. So, yeah, everyone loves the book, and I plan to write more.
Ah, I love that. So for you, what do you hope people really, really hang on to in reading this one, My Personal Fables?
Basically, I would like them to think that if you help one another, you can make the world a better place. If you consider that the fact we all go through hard times, but in the end, there's always better times ahead, that we've always got to consider the positivity no matter of how negative the world can be around us, or basically, well, the way our life is at the time, it's only temporary, but we're the ones that make it better. We're the ones that make ourselves happy after all, and I hope my book actually gives that inspiration to everyone to believe that.
Yeah, and as you said, you've got other things that you're working on. In fact, we wanted to give everybody a sneak peek, and we do want to tell everybody you can get, of course, Sadie Chapman's book, My Personal Fables, on Amazon or Barnes & Noble, wherever great books are sold. But you've got something else that's coming out, and I thought it'd be fun to give a little, like I said, sneak peek of that. Tell us about your next one coming out.
Yeah, thanks, Kate. The second book is My Personal Fable series, and it's called The Legends of the Mystical Horses. It's continued basically on the first book we just mentioned, but it also can be read on its own as well, because the way that I've already added a little bit of information from the first book, so it's understandable. But it's also based on legends of mermaids, magic again, different legends, water dragons, seahorses, possibly, and also about a beautiful mermaid that also, through her kindness and love for her people, creates another type of land on water and on land, which is then basically an option for them to live, but how it possibly could have been created and why it could have disappeared at the same time in Greece.
Yeah. For you, is it fun to get lost in these stories?
Absolutely love it, yes. But I do plan to write practical books as well as and oracle cards that I'm designing with a friend of mine as well. So, yes, I'm involved with a lot of creativity in different levels.
So being involved with all that creativity, and I can tell, and I'm sure people listening can tell, which I think is great, that you are also somewhat organized. So you have goals, and you said something about, I could see, you know, movies, that there are some possibilities of that. Would that be the ultimate goal, to have a movie made of, let's say, my personal fables?
Absolutely. I mean, the way that I wrote it, Kate, is non-narrative. So that's the way I just write my stories. And I also put personal touch in it so they can never be copied.
Yeah. Wow. Is there somebody in the literary world that you emulate or admire?
Yes, I absolutely love C.S. Lewis, Walter Farley of the Black Stallion series, and Tim Farley and Steve Farley. I love also Anne Sewell, one of my favourite books of all time, of Black Beauty. She's been a great inspiration to me. But what's so amazing, I've actually ridden horses very similar to those characters in real life, and I actually met my own Black Beauty in New York at Central Park a couple of years ago as well, which was absolutely amazing.
How did that happen? A chance meeting?
It was a chance meeting. I was just going down to Central Park to the horses and carriages, and I first bumped into one and took photos of this beautiful horse and this beautiful blue carriage, which is my favourite colours. And then the following day, I went down to actually take the ride, and then I met this beautiful Frisian type called Brutus. And he was 11 years old, and he actually had the star on his forehead and the left white sock on the back of his leg. And he was absolutely beautiful, and he was so dedicated and very sincere and very spiritual, because I fed him an apple as an example, and then a couple tried to jump onto his carriage, and he spun around and came to me as if he actually chose me, as if we had a great connection. Because I said to him at the time, you remind me of Black Beauty, and within that, that's when he reacted towards me.
Wow. What a moment. That belongs somewhere for sure, at least in a short story. Yeah.
Absolutely, yes.
Wonderful to speak with you. So, Sadie Chapman, we wish you the best in the future. We can't wait to see all that you produce. And, of course, let's start here, My Personal Fables. You can get that on Amazon, like I said before, Barnes & Noble, wherever great books are sold. Sadie, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Kate. And it's all the best to you in the USA, and stay safe. I look forward to hearing this beautiful interview soon.
Thank you.
And we thank Sarah Gooden for that. You can check her out on her website, mysticalgoddess.co.uk. Again, mysticalgoddess.co.uk. I like that on her website, it's really easy to understand. She's got a photo of herself where it says, these wings are made to fly. You know, the wings that you sometimes see and you can pose with. I think it's a really, really neat shot. And she talks about something that I see in so many people. She talks about explaining emotions. She talks about, you know, through dreams or specific events or feelings and reactions. And then, as she points out in her description of what is counseling, talking about the experiences, how it's in the mix, and how you are as a person, and how they make us the people that we are. And this is some of the things that are being talked about a lot these days in the world we live in. All right, thanks to all of you for listening to this interview and this show. Make it count, everybody.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.